Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is a wonderful day in the Lord because God is with us, because God is in us, because we have decided to walk with God. Hallelujah. We are kingdom livers. And because we are kingdom livers, we live in the kingdom of God. And living in the kingdom of God means that good is going to happen. Good goes with us everywhere we go. Good is God, and God is good, and God is love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is why I say every single day is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord, because it is. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what situations we're in or what circumstances we're going through. God is in us. And because God is in us, God, through the Holy Spirit, is guiding us every single step of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we can depend on Him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey now, welcome to Word for Today. This is January 22nd, 2024. Glory to God. January 22nd, 2024, Monday. Happy Monday. It is a glorious day in the Lord. Amen. And it is our Word for Today. Expand. That's our word for the year, actually, is expand. We are expanding our minds. We are expanding our thought patterns. We're expanding our thoughts about how we talk. We're expanding our idea about how we present ourselves. We are expanding into the things of God. Amen. Hey, glory to God. I got stirred up already. Okay, we are talking about kingdom living, and that kingdom living is faith, hope, love. And because it is faith, hope, and love, we have the faith of God. We have hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, we've been talking about kingdom living. We started out in Luke chapter 17, and we moved on into Romans 14, 17. Then we moved on into John chapter 10. And this is where we got kind of stuck in John chapter 10, talking about the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, Jesus is the good shepherd. And as we read through John chapter 10, verses 1 through, I think it was 11, and looking at the good shepherd and how he broke that down for us, and how he talked about that he is the good shepherd and he's the gate, and that he came to give us life and give us life and freedom and satisfaction. Glory to God. Life, freedom, and satisfaction. And so if you're not satisfied right now, keep walking. Keep walking. Keep experiencing God. Keep walking in the things of God, and satisfaction is going to come. Keep walking. he also says that he says, but I have come to give you everything in abundance. In abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. Life in its fullness until you overflow. And see, the reason that this doesn't resonate with most people, or because most people struggle with, is because they hear that and they think of things. THINGS, things. And they think of things, just things in their life, houses, cars, money, you know, things that are insignificant, things that really don't matter. What Jesus came for was to transform our inner life, to transform our thought life, to transform our emotional life, to transform our social life. Jesus came to do some inner work in all of us. And because of doing the inner work, because of us working on those things, the things, the THINGS, will come. But they're not. That's not what we're to be focused on. We're to be focused on changing ourselves from the inside out. And with the help of the Holy Spirit working in us, that's what we're to be focused on. It says, if we put the kingdom first, he says, seek first the kingdom. Kingdom living. Seek first the kingdom. And when we seek the kingdom and we learn how to live, the things will come. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to be seeking after that. We don't have to be striving after that. The things are going to come. We are to be concerned with changing our inner selves through, with the help of the Holy Spirit of God in us, with God's presence in us, with us, helping us to walk the path that Jesus has provided for us. Glory to God. You know, and that path, as he said, it's a narrow way. And the narrow way is not what people think it is, but it's walking in love all the time, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't want to do it. It's walking the path of love that God, Jesus has laid out for us, that God has put forth in through the life of Christ. And us looking at that life and beginning to change beginning to allow the Holy Spirit to change us, to walk in that life and to walk in the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and all the things will come. The abundant life, the experienced life, the fullness that overflows. It doesn't have anything to do with things. It has to do with us. It has to do with us not flying off of the handle. It has to do with us not saying words that damage people. Saying words that steal. saying words that slander or that slaughter. And saying words that destroy. We have to learn how to yield ourselves completely to the Spirit of God that's in us. So then we can begin to live as kingdom livers. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Happy Monday. Glory to God. Whew. Every day that we have breath. And there's a psalm that says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So every day that we have breath, we're to be speaking the praises of God. And as we walk in the praises of God, the love of God begins to grow in us. And what we have to do is begin to listen to the Holy Spirit in us as the Holy Spirit guides us through this life. Guides us through how we are walking. Guides us through what we say every day to our coworkers, to our fellow students, or to whoever it is that we're around all day, you know, or most of the day, you know. And as we learn how to walk in that fullness of love, we will see things begin to change, because we are kingdom livers, and kingdom livers carry good with them. Glory. Good. Good. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and as I was saying, we've been talking about the Good Shepherd and all that good that God has for us through the Shepherd, our Shepherd, Jesus. And I've been paralleling it with the 23rd Psalm. And so we've read through the 23rd Psalm from 1 through 5. And so today we're going to go into 6. And excuse me. And first of all, I want to read 1 through 5. And it says, and the Holy Ghost said, no, don't do that. Okay. All right, God. you running this show. All right. So the Lord said, just go right to verse 6. It's not to read through that. So I want to finish. Bring us back to where we were the last time, which was Friday. And the verse 5, the second part of verse 5 says, "You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows." Our hearts overflow with the love of God because the Holy Spirit is in us. And we drinking in the Holy Spirit as we walk each day, as we go each day. From the time we open our eyes to the time we close our eyes at night, we should be relying on and leaning into the God in us, which is represented by the Holy Spirit. And it says that my heart overflows. And the first line in verse 6 says, so why would I fear the future? Glory to God. Why? So why would I fear the future? When I've gone through all of these steps from 1 through 5 and all of these benefits that the shepherd, the good shepherd, is giving me, is providing for me, is showering on me, is providing for me as I go through the situations and the circumstances of life, as the good shepherd is giving me all of these things and allowing me to walk through victoriously. So why would I fear the future? Some of us dread getting up tomorrow, because of whatever situation and whatever circumstances is in your life. No, God is in you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? No one. No one. I'm going to answer that for you. No one can be against you. And if God is filling us with his love, if God is providing for us a feast in the presence of our enemy, if God is providing for us, is leading us into a place of righteousness so that we stand with God, if God is with us and God is comforting us, if his authority and his strength and his peace is with us, why would I fear the future? Even if I don't know what it is. And most of the time, we don't. It's not because we can't, because the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. And it says that he will tell us things that we don't know. So God will give us glimpses of our future when we begin to really walk in God and begin to rely on God. God will give us glimpses of his future, but we could not handle the fullness, the full picture of what our future holds. But as the psalm says, because I know who holds the future, why would I be afraid? Why would I fear? The scripture says that perfect or mature love casts out all fear. I know the Lord loves me. And because the Lord loves me, God is caring for me. I know the Lord loves me. So I know when I wake up tomorrow, no matter what it is I face in January 23rd, 2024, it doesn't matter what I face because God is with me. And because God is with me, I will be victorious in whatever goes, whatever happens, I will be victorious. I will go forth as a more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, so why would I fear the future? You shouldn't. We should not have fear of our future. Our futures are bright. Our futures are wonderful. Our futures are marvelous. Your future is grand in your realm of possibilities. Your future is overflowing. Your future is bright. Know that. Believe that. Know that because God loves you, he's not going to let you sink. But you have to trust him. You have to trust that God knows what's best and God knows what is, and that we have to listen to what God says to us and how God says it to us, and then do what God instructs us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says, so why would I fear the future? We shouldn't. We should rely on God, trust in the Lord, know that your future is bright. And the second line of verse 6 says, for your goodness and love pursue me. Glory to God. For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Glory to God. For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. They run after me. God's goodness and God's love runs after me and pursues me and overtakes me. Glory to God. Because we are kingdom livers. We live in the kingdom, and in the kingdom there is good. So we do not have to fear the future. Glory to God. We know that we will be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Woo! That we will spend eternity with God. But right now on this earth, we are walking in the things of God. And so God's goodness and love pursues us all the days of our life, pursues us, goes with us, goes after us, and overtakes us. Wow. And overtake, doesn't always overtake us, because I don't know if we could stand it. I would sure love to try. But to have the goodness and mercy of God that flows behind us. And so everywhere we go, we know that good is going to happen. Everywhere we go, we know that the goodness and the love of God is going with us. The goodness of the love in God is going to be there and enhance wherever we are. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's going to enhance wherever we are, and we're going to be able to take on whatever happens and whatever goes through, because God's goodness and love pursues us all the days of our life, all the days of our lives. And we know, and then it says, I want to read this. And this, hold on, give me a second. That God's goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of the house. And then it says, Psalms 23, it says, that God's goodness and mercy will follow us all of that. And this particular translation says, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. And I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. And we are always in the house of the Lord. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter when two of us come together. It says, there I am. It says, or two or three of you gather together, there I am in the midst. There I am in the midst of you. That Jesus is always with us. The Lord is always with us. And we can rejoice because the goodness of the Lord overtakes us. Hallelujah. 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 And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. We will be in the house of the Lord forever. But we have to trust that. We have to believe it. We have to agree with it. And we have to trust it and know that we are in the house of the Lord. Wherever we go, we're in the kingdom. Kingdom living. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that you make this available for us. We thank you that you are in us and you are with us. We thank you for that, God. And we ask for you to open our eyes. Help us to see your goodness. Help us to see your love working through us, flowing out of us each and every day. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Know I love you, and Jesus loves you so much more. And I will talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the Word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.